My grandfather, my mother's father, was Edward Davis of the Davis Cherokee Indian family from Cherokee, North Carolina. "If you're looking for wisdom, Anthony," he said to me, "look to the trees. Wisdom is in the wildflowers. If you're looking for God, you'll find him in the wind." Grandpa was a Christian and went to church every week, but he expressed his faith differently than most other Christians I knew. It was easier for him to see God in nature than in the walls of a building. "The wind is God's breath," he told me. "He breathes on you to calm your heart. This world is his creation. He created you in love." I have many memories of walking with Grandpa through the Ocala National Forest near where he and Grandma lived. Grandpa always went shoeless on these walks. The only time he wore shoes was in church on Sundays, and even then, he wore boots, not regular shoes. "I need to feel the dirt between my toes," he liked to say. "I need to remember that we're planted on this earth and that I'm a part of it." I looked up to Grandpa like he was a real-life superhero. In the stories he told about himself, he always defeated the bad guy and saved the day, but he was quick to downplay himself. "I'm a working guy," he said. "I'm just a pipe fitter and a welder, a union man." In his younger days, he was one of thousands of men who constructed massive buildings in Chicago and New York City. Grandpa Edward was 6'1", with a strong build and a dark complexion of reddish olive skin. His eyes were piercing and his hands were worn and strong. He taught me to do everything he did. At the age of 8, I was chopping wood right alongside him. He also took me fishing and hunting with him. We would go on his boat down the St. John's River looking for alligators. When we got right up on a gator, Grandpa would take out his .38 and blast it in the head. He told me he was protecting all the kids who played in the water. That night, we'd eat gator meat. "Don't kill nothing you don't intend on eating," Grandpa said. "You don't kill for sport, you kill to survive." I was still a young boy when Grandpa retired from welding and moved to Sanford, about 30 miles east of Orlando. At night, I'd help him haul trash to a pit behind his house, which was really a trailer built up on blocks, to build a fire. As he waved his hands over the flames, he described the power of that blaze. "Anthony, look into the fire," he said. "Do you see God?" Fire became an important element in my spiritual journey, a metaphor for God's power and mystery, just as significant as the stained glass windows in the front of my mother's church. In the evening, Grandma liked to sit on the swing of their porch and play what she called her guitar.
"Do you know why they call me Birdie?" Grandma asked.
"No, ma'am."
"Well, son, that's because..."